How do you want to live the last weeks and months of your life? Has a doctor or nurse asked you or a loved one that question? Well, beginning today, physicians and healthcare facilities in Massachusetts are required to offer counseling to patients who are in the waning days of a terminal illness. It's part of a state law passed in 2012 that's taking effect just now. WBUR's Martha Biebinger reports.
About 9 months ago, John Polanowicz was in a hospital room at Brigham and Women's Hospital, watching his 44-year-old brother-in-law struggle through the end stage of lung cancer. Bobby, the brother-in-law, with a tube down his throat, was trying to respond to questions about his end-of-life wishes using a marker on a whiteboard.
At that point, the determination was, you know, whether or not we were going to keep him trached and vented and hope against hope that there was going to be some other change in the disease process.
It became clear that Bobby was losing the battle. He had wanted to fight to the end, but no one had talked to Bobby about the end.
It would have been much easier for the family to have had some of these conversations before 4 o'clock in the afternoon of the day that he passed.
Rules Polanowicz releases today will make it much more likely that patients like Bobby will not be writing answers about their final medical wishes with an erasable marker. Polanowicz, the state secretary for Health and Human Services, is out with what are believed to be the first set of rules in the country that require doctors, hospitals, nursing homes, and other healthcare providers to offer end-of-life counseling. In the first step, hospitals are to identify patients who are in their last 6 months of life, which is not an exact science. Here's Dr. Madeline Biondolillo, an associate commissioner of public health.
Nobody has a crystal ball, so it can be challenging, but there is plenty of evidence in the literature that can guide the providers.
A nurse or physician caring for the patient will then ask if they want to discuss their choices. Do they want to be kept alive by any means possible? Are they ready to stop treatment? Or are there some options in between? The state has a sample brochure that providers can give patients. Biondolillo suggests that asking patients if they have an end-of-life plan will become as routine as checking their meds. The state will review whether hospitals are complying, but enforcement is not the point right now.
This is new, this is important, but it's ground that hasn't been covered by all these organizations before. And we're going to learn as we evaluate what's going on the ground.
Doctors and nurses can skip the requirement if talking about death conflicts with a patient's religion, or if the patient has said they are not interested. Some doctors may worry that the government is interfering here in the patient-physician relationship. But there is general agreement in Massachusetts that more end-of-life planning is a good idea. Andrew Beckwith, president of the Massachusetts Family Institute, has one caveat. If assisted suicide ever becomes law here, Beckwith wants to be sure doctors are not required to offer counseling about that option.
We know that the vast majority of doctors want to help their patients die a natural and dignified death, not to include this ethical Pandora box of assisted suicide.
Many physicians who've been working to make sure patients live their last days as they would like, not caught up in the promise of one last life-extending intervention, applaud the new state requirement. Dr. Lachlan Farrow at Beth Israel Deaconess Medical Center chaired an expert group on end-of-life care in 2011.
This is going to be a major step forward in preventing the problem we have, which is we know we ought to talk about these things, but it's always too early until it's too late. And now it's going to start happening earlier when it needs to.
Or at least that's the hope. When a doctor or nurse asks, "Would you like to talk about your care options at this stage?" We'll see how many of us are ready to have that very difficult conversation. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Martha Biebinger.